Oh, I don't think I'm perfect, but I'm trying. How's things? How's things in Florida?
Things are good. Things are good. Just kind of wrapped up my work day, so going on a little walk.
Good for you, man.
I thought I'd get a call in with my buddy.
Buddy. Good to hear. Yeah, I didn't post last year because I forgot. I've been forgetting lately. I guess I could jam them all together into one.
It doesn't matter. We probably didn't say anything that's going to change the world anyway.
Au contraire. I think we do say a lot to change the world. Yeah, okay, I got your video up. It took a few tries, maybe three tries,
okay.
And I was even trying to downgrade it to 720 with a website, but they want money. Everyone wants money now. Can't do almost anything without money.
Yeah.
So it's a monster file, and I have FacoTube use the lowest resolution for every video, including yours.
Right.
So
right.
It's now down to 250 megabytes from 11 gigabytes. So it's...
Well, when I save these, I have the ability to save them at 720, and I thought I did.
Oh, well, yeah, save it even less because, you know, the most important part, despite your beautiful face, is the audio more than anything else. And okay, I know what you look like, so I don't need to watch your every move now because, and I know you have a great setup, so of course the colors, everything is fantastic, but it's just for storage purposes. It's pretty big. So I think it's timing out on the size. On your end, my end. That's my thought.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I'll be mindful of the ones that I know I'm gonna just post there. Like I just did an interview with a guy who has I met him through the Crypto Vigilante Summit. And he's an entrepreneur, just a young guy just trying to make his own way doing on demand t-shirt printing.
Okay.
And so, anyway, he has about 5,000 people on his channel, and he wanted to do a show to talk not only crypto, but just about why I get banned and stuff like that. So he had a two-part show to where one's in front of a paywall, and then the other one, you know, it's the model everyone's going to start doing where it's just an infomercial on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I did the video and I recorded it, and that's not anything I want to put on any channel. First of all, I went into Druid Babylonian Bastard Speak, so I know it automatically get deleted. So I'll just upload that directly to FacoTube. So when I save it, I'll do some testing and I'll try to see how low resolution I can get it. I'll use it as my case study.
Whatever works. It's an ongoing chain. It's an ongoing situation. It's very fluid. I would just use FacoTube myself. If you could get all your people on FacoTube, we could drive the software to make it the way we want it, to make it better. Like I said, I don't think too many people use this platform. I'm sure there's maybe 20 or 30 active sites. I don't know. But if we got everyone trying to get the chat room work and that kind of thing, I think it'd be great.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you be the pioneer on getting all that stuff working.
I know. When you're doing the thumbnail, I know you probably got to the stage where you found the file on your computer and put it on the screen, but there's a little button on the graphic once it's on your screen to upload it. To actually upload it. It's not clear, but if you do that again, try and hover your mouse over the graphic that's on your screen, and on the bottom there's a little upload button.
Okay, I'll search for that.
Yeah, I've never done it before, but I did it for yours.
And it worked? Because I found an upload button. I've tried to upload thumbnails after I've
Yeah, that's what I did do. I uploaded it and put it later.
Huh. Okay. Well, I thought I'd tried that, and it never works.
Okay. Well, I don't know what you're doing, but I was able to do it, I think.
And okay. If you're able to do it, then it can be done.
Yeah.
You just have to figure it out.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
So what's going on in the world?
I really don't know what's going on, and I know what's going on in my world, but I don't... I'm not sure what's happening in the rest of the world, because every jurisdiction seems to be going slightly different ways at different speeds. I don't even know what's happening in Canada. If you had to ask me, I don't really actually know. I'm watching a woman named Rachel in the UK. She has a pretty big following, and she's having a round table. She's got 80 people on her Zoom call, and she's letting them all air out their experience, which is pretty interesting.
Wow.
I'm watching that. I put that on FakeoTube because I think that might come out.
Okay.
So pretty much everything I'm doing, I put on my blog, so there's no secrets with what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So, a lot of stuff in that sense, but I found another person that was saying that type 1 diabetes, which of course I'm very interested in, is caused by vaccine. The conventional research is it's some kind of virus that attacks the pancreas, which to me, if you invert that, it's the vaccines that destroy your immune system or create an inflammatory situation where your body attacks itself. If you call that an immune system response, then whatever you want to call it, whether you believe in an immune system or not, I still think the toxins that are injected are something to do with the way the vaccines, they're trying to, I would call them antagonists to your system. So they, you know how I could come up to you and start making fun of you, antagonizing you? I think that's what a vaccination does to your body. It antagonizes the body, saying, hey, what are you going to do about this poison we just put in? And it makes your body react. and then it ends up attacking itself, which that's the problem, I think.
So, I'm a visual guy, so I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, these little kids. It's kind of like in middle school. First day, have all these huge eighth graders that are the vaccines, and they walk up to him and they just start pushing him. And, you know, then you got that scrappy little dude, sixth grader, who's just, he's been beaten up by his older brothers his whole life. And he's been told, you know, the way you beat him, just you punch him in the nose. So you have this little sixth grader just going freaking crazy, just swinging and little kids, because he doesn't give a shit. Is that what you're talking about?
A little bit. It's trying to provoke a response. And that is the official story. A vaccine is supposed to create a response. It's supposed to provoke a response from your body to do something and to react. And then it's supposedly, the theory is, it creates all these antigens or these antibodies. So when the real virus comes to you, you'll be ready, you see.
Right.
But that whole theory is I don't think it's ever been proven, and of course I think it's a lie in so many ways, but that I believe is the official story.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Everyone's under a spell. That's all. That's all I know.
Well, yeah, they're using everything they got to throw at this. My dad told me he has his appointment for next month. So I got a whole month to work on him. He doesn't want to be worked on, by the way. He's very, very much for this whole thing. But, you know, I sent him I went to the VAERS database. Have you ever worked the VAERS database at the CDC? Pull out? Yeah, it's not the best website, but man, there's some pretty interesting descriptions of vaccine adverse reactions, as they call them. including death. That's an adverse.
Yeah.
I love how death is buried alphabetically amongst 300 other adverse reactions. You'd think death would be right at the top, but no, it's right after, I don't know, sore shoulder.
So it's not alphabetical?
It is alphabetical, but still, I think death should go on top and everything else should go below it.
Yeah.
But you got to dig
deep
to find
death. You're not a bad pony and bastard. Right.
You got to dig down to page 10 to find death. It's crazy.
And what percentage was it?
Well, there's so much data, it's very confusing to look at. It really depends on, they've got every vaccine for everything on this website. So if you want, you got to click on COVID and click on, up here we only have Pfizer and Moderna. So you got to click on those. It's just, anyway, we don't have Averis up here. We just have the totals on the Canadian website. It doesn't give you each individual entry. But on the Averis website, which is way better, it tells you, gave patient vaccine at this time, watched them. They only watch you for 20 minutes. And then if you can leave on your own feet, then they rely on you to report. And then it might say, well, 2 hours later, came back, collapsed, all these things. It's crazy. It's great reading. Great Sunday reading.
That sounds uplifting, Ab.
I know.
I'd rather think about sports being rigged on Sundays. You know, at least that won't depress me.
Yeah. They're really going to make some fundamental changes to sport, I think, for the future, permanently. What do you think?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, what is it? Here's what I don't get. I don't understand how all of these big, bad football players, how they all have lost their testing. Because, you know, one of those 12-inch swabs shoved up your brain every day, every single day.
We get it every day?
Yeah, every day. They get tested every single day.
Yeah, but there's about four different tests, I believe, right now. Do you really think they get up the nose?
They did initially. I don't know if they pivoted to a kinder, gentler. I mean, I don't know, but I'm never going to have one of those done once. Fuck that. You know, I do think they tag you with something. But I guess these athletes, they, you know, this is their opportunity to make money. I guess if I was in the same boat, I would probably go along to get along because to do otherwise, you'd basically be off the team, wouldn't you? So there goes your million.
You'd be out. You'd be out. Mm-hmm.
So it's, I get it, but man, I don't know. I'm disappointed in men out there. I think there's more women fighters than men.
Well, there's so many reasons why that's happened. It's been years of psychological programming, abuse, chemicals, who knows?
Yeah. Well, you know, I wonder how many years it's going to become self-evident, if indeed this is the case. I think we all think it is, but I wonder how long it's going to become self-evident that people are going sterile, going to be sterilized from this, not going to be able to have babies. You know?
Well, yeah, and when is that going to be realized? At what point do you realize that? Because, of course, there's going to be many different vaccinations over time.
Yeah, it's
terrible.
But that has to become a literal pandemic. I don't know if that's the proper word for it, but when all of a sudden everybody wakes up and they're like, you know, we literally, our birth rate has gone down so much because people can't get pregnant. And it's going to take a couple years of trying, you know, if you're a couple, to finally give in. And it's only going to be when it bubbles up to the surface that everybody, just at an extraordinary rate, is suffering the same issue, that they tie it back. And then, of course, there's literally nothing that anyone can do to these pharmaceutical companies because they're indemnified. And and eugenics 101, I guess.
Depopulation 101, I think. Yeah, I call it depopulation.
I was thinking about my question to Amanda. I still struggle with why. I mean, just why? Why are they going to this measure to just, you know, depopulate us to the extent that it seems like they want to?
I still think they believe that humans will destroy the Earth with their growth. That's the only explanation I can think of. So, for instance...
You think they're drinking their own Kool-Aid? Do you think they believe that bullshit?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Do you?
That's sort of a positive way of looking at it, I think. They think that we can't tell Brazil to stop cutting down the Amazon if we are not changing our ways. I think the third world has always said that to the first world. They'll say, well, don't tell us to stop cutting down the Amazon to pave over it, to make cattle ranches and suburbs, when you guys have already done all that. So I really think that the World Tower just said, okay, well, we will cut the first world off at the knees, because, yeah, I guess you're right, they're living pretty large right now. And if we stop them, then it's a lot easier to stop you. I mean, they'd really like to get Brazil under control because it's a huge country that almost nobody in North America knows about. I'm just using that as an example. And they're growing like crazy. They have a young population. I think they're more nationalistic than even the United States. And they need to start paving all their rural areas to allow for growth. And that's just maybe one country, for instance, they'd like to get under control. And you can't do it if you're doing it differently in the first world. Maybe, I don't know, it's just an idea. I don't know what areas they want to stop humans from expanding into, but South America's got to be one of those areas. Because it's probably pretty untouched for the most part.
Well, all you'd have to do is go on to the World Economic Forum, that COVID-19 platform, and drill down, and I'm sure you can find South America.
Yeah.
And see what their plans are. You know, the playbook is there.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure I care to look, but I'm just using that as just an example of a justification for what might be happening.
I just can't give them that credit. I just can't go there.
Well, you just think they hate people in general, want to kill everyone.
I think there's a group of power-hungry elites that you know, I truly believe it goes that there's these bloodlines and there's just evil people out there that evil is, you know, transgenerational. And I think it goes back to the Drew Babylonian bastards. I think they want to destroy everything that is good in this world. That's their agenda. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a lot of people that feel that way, just the select few who own everything. So I think that they're evil. I think they're possessed.
Well, I also think they have an agenda where they want to push humanity towards. So now they have the technology to coordinate it worldwide. And they're going to keep everyone under the same plan.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting.
Donald Trump saw his last remaining chance to reverse the outcome of November's election slip away, with the Supreme Court refusing to take up his last challenge to Wisconsin's voting process. Trust the plan. That's from...
I thought he was sworn in already on the 6th of March.
No, that was the... Was that the 4th? No, that's from your blog you recommended, Vox Day. I read him every day, thanks to you now. I do like
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
He's good. So he said it's over. And Trump was probably never on our side. Or, you know, the other thing is, maybe Trump was sort of a trial balloon. Maybe they floated Trump, and they wanted to see how many people could get behind him. And maybe Trump just didn't see enough support himself, even though there was probably a lot of support, but not enough support to resist the New World Order changes. But that could be possible. He might have just said, listen, I'm not seeing enough support. Or maybe he was just put there to be taken down. Because if you believe the election was stolen, and probably was, mainly because it was so easy to steal, because there really is no national system in place to ID people and to verify people. Maybe it was really easy to steal. I think it was a piece of cake.
Well, at this point, post-fatigue, I'm through the fatigue stage. I just don't give a shit. I'm in the total I don't give a shit stage. That was kind of my last hope, was if Trump was really, really real and, you know, did resist and did become the 19th president or whatever, you know, that narrative, then I would have thought, okay, so there is a true undercurrent that's really battling the DBBs, but it's just not the case. It's just kabuki, more kabuki. So what can you control? Not much.
Well, do you still listen to the No Agenda show?
I listened to the first probably 15, 20 minutes. That's kind of their highlights, but
were you a listener before I told you about them? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, you were
for a while, right?
Well, they were saying that a lot of people, a lot of influencers that are being paid on Twitter, for instance, they don't want to see the mask mandate reversed. They like the change. They want a change, and I'm guessing they're younger people, so they don't want to go back to commuting to work and flying all over the place for business meetings. So they're trying to promote the Green New Deal through the fact that we don't want to go back to normal. And I think there is probably a number of people that agree with that.
Look, I like the fact that I can conduct my business without traveling now.
Okay,
but that doesn't mean I want to cover my face. It doesn't mean that I want my rights violated if I do need to hop on a plane and get up to New York. You know?
Yeah.
It's like my dad. I feel so guilty. My dad, I talked to him on the weekend. You know, he's 87.
Right.
He's like, Todd, when are you going to get on up here and see me? And
oh, wow. Did he sound like that?
Yeah. I'm like, Dad, I'm on it, Dad.
Where is he? Kansas?
Yeah, Kansas. I can't break it to him that, you know, I don't want to go through the hassle of flying.
How long would it take to drive there?
Oh, God. Days.
Road trip.
Yeah, no thanks.
No?
No. Yeah, so there's a barrier
hours.
For me.
22 hours.
So, yeah, I could make it, and that's 4 days out of my life of traveling unsafely. That's a long way to travel. There's a lot of risk there for an accident when you're burning the candle at both ends 4 days in a row.
Yeah.
Not in a row, but.
Yeah, it's a pretty good hike.
Yeah, it's but I just don't want to face it. So I'll kick that can down the road a little bit. Feel guilty about that, but it's my truth.
Yeah. What about your brothers and sisters? Do they go? Is it?
Yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, they're closer.
Oh, they're closer. Okay.
Yeah. And the ones who aren't are totally, if they said, you know, you need four masks on a plane, they'd be, oh, fine. That's great. Sure. I'll keep you safe. You keep me safe.
No, it's all you not caring for them when you don't wear a mask. That's what I that's why I get out of what I get out of it. That
oh yeah,
I must have missed that message, but that's the message everyone's received. That if you
right.
don't wear a mask, you are hurting them. I just that goes back to the one way mask idea. How is the mask one way?
I like that.
Why
right.
doesn't your mask work both ways?
Right. Oh, I love that. I don't think I've heard you say that.
Well, I've said it before, but I've never heard it officially been said. But doesn't that imply that it's a one-way mask? So if I don't wear my mask, you can still get what I have, even though you're covered head to toe with a mask.
Right.
How
right.
can you get that if you're wearing a mask? I don't understand that. Even if it couldn't get through a mask, which it could anyway, if you believe the size, how do you justify that I have to wear a mask to protect you? Why don't you just stay home if you're afraid?
Man, one of the SJWs company when this all started, we were all encouraged to bring new entrepreneurial ideas to the table.
Yeah.
And this guy did, and basically it's a travel suit. So,
yeah.
And it's called Bio Romper. And when I heard about it, I just rolled my eyes, and I even did a little sniper fire just talking about how, you know, I hate to burst the bubble, but this is just silly. I mean, even when you take a look at the website and you look at the photos, you basically have somebody in this funny-looking spacesuit, but they still are just, you know, their hands aren't covered and they're wearing a mask. That's it. So it's not like it covers. All it does is it's like a jumpsuit that they claim.
I'm looking at that, bioromper.com.
Yeah, so you'll see. For like $200.
Why is it black? The black seems to be the new. Black seems to be the new uniform for the New World Order.
Yeah,
it almost seems.
Right. So here's a case to where I literally witnessed it born. So I know it came from a good place. It wasn't like a Druid Babylonian bastard, you know, this is an offshoot of Black Lives Matter gear. And I snipered it internally. I let it be known that I thought that this was really a waste of capital. And guess what? They're kicking it in the teeth. That business is kicking ass. They're fucking beating their projections like you can't believe. And I'm just, my mind is boggled. It's like, you gotta be shitting me. People are buying this in droves.
Well, we know that people buy the story in droves, so why wouldn't they buy the gear to go with it?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I guess I overestimate.
Bio Romper, unbelievable. Yeah, you better get with the program, you know. You don't want to be too old school because you're going to be kicked out. You better get with the... That's why marketing always has young people coming in and the old people are being turfed out. I think old in marketing is 35. Once you're 35, I think you're done. Go right into management. We don't need your ideas anymore because they're not up and coming.
Except now, man, I've got a business plan that I'm going to present internally.
Okay.
Basically, I'm borrowing from my experience as an older guy, right? Who has some money, but we're also going to witness the greatest transfer of wealth in history.
Or
boomers die.
Or interception of wealth, like I say.
Or what?
Interception of wealth.
That's funny. That's true.
Oh, my God.
But let's just say some gets through. You have a whole lot of people with a whole lot of money that probably don't have a lot of investment expertise, period, because most of us through the last 20 years have been living paycheck to paycheck because, you know, 2008 happened. And so you're going to have this abundance of inherited wealth, people not knowing what to do with it. And then you have this new asset class called cryptocurrency. So my idea, and I've already secured the URL for it, that is, I'm not going to say what it is, but it is something that has to do with being able to hold the hands of people and basically a concierge service of being able to help them get into this asset class to where it's almost like a managed wealth model, but
right. It
allows them to get into cryptocurrency, but safely, and everything that is important to it, to where you control the keys and all of this will be built into it. But it's like, man, there are going to be so many people who are going to want to get into that game, but don't know shit about it. So why not create an on-ramp for them and put marketing behind it so you become the E.F. Hutton of cryptocurrency, you know? It's like people trust Walter Cronkite, right? We want to be the Walter Cronkite of crypto. Give us your money and trust us. Next thing you know, I'll be a Druid Babylonian bastard, Ab. I'm joking.
I hope you don't invest in big pharma stock.
No, we're talking crypto class only and gold. So metals and crypto. Have a good shit.
No, that was a stand up one. I'm going to tell you something interesting, sort of a personal observation here up in Canada.
Yeah.
The post office here just announced that there's two really big buildings in Toronto. We got lots of skyscrapers and big apartment buildings going way back even to the 70s, 60s, 70s. And they announced there's two big buildings in Toronto that they will not deliver to because they've seen people in the lobby, common areas, that weren't wearing masks.
Good God.
So what does that mean? Well, for two of these buildings, it means that everyone in the building, and we might be talking thousands of people, have to go to the post office, which is about a 25-minute bus ride away.
Wow.
Or a 15-minute drive away to get their mail.
Wow.
So I said to my wife, because we go visit her parents sometimes, and we don't wear a mask going into their building. I said, now you're going to have to maybe think about this one more time, because can you imagine if everyone in the building turns on you because they accuse you of walking into the common area past the mailboxes and they lose their mail, and they lose their mail delivery? Like that's a huge problem.
That's a target on your back for sure.
I know. That's a crabs in the bucket situation where you're – And Canada, and our mail service hasn't said when and if because they were told, the mail service was told, listen, there's lots of people with exemptions, so don't tell us that. But they said they don't care. So it's crazy. So now think about that logistically. I mean, I hate the mail service anyway, but if you think you have mail, you'll have to go to the post office because they're not going to call you if they have mail. You'll have to go to the post office, see if there's mail. And what if you're old or disabled and live in an apartment, which is typically why lots of people move into an apartment in the first place? How are you going to get your damn mail? Because you probably can't even send a courier to get your mail because you don't have the ID. Because you'll have to show ID to get it. It's crazy. And I thought, Steve, that's just one, it's just one of a million stories that is a cause of this insane system.
But think about what you just described. I mean, it could be luck on the Dream Bastard side, or it could have been planned. That this is how they're going to, that's the slow boil.
Yeah.
This is how they're going to get everyone to acquiesce, because they're going to slowly start taking away everything we took for granted.
Yeah.
And pretty soon you're going to only be able to get digital statements, period. You're right. Only going to, I mean, everything's going to turn digital if you want to get your mail. If somebody wants to send you a letter, to send grandma a letter, she needs to figure out email. You know, it's not 1990 anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. I don't get mail either, for the most part. I don't get mail. I've switched everything a long time ago. Because a lot of my statements are going into the neighbor's mailbox, and I didn't like that. Especially since I don't like my, and I think he was taking my mail, because I had mail go missing. So, I'm not against that, but you can just see how they're turning people against you if you are perceived to be the problem. It doesn't matter what your reasons are. It does not matter. There's no evaluation period to determine whether you're legit or not. No one has time for that.
Did you see that video that's been passed around today?
Which one?
That the woman who's in some kind of retail store, grocery store, I think, and she just got the absolute shit kicked out of her by the workers?
No, I don't want to. Which one? I didn't see that. Where did you see that?
It's in the, it's been in a couple discussions. I know it's in the Uncle Odd discussion. But it's,
what's the store?
Girl is just standing there, and then she's off. She talks back to him about the mask, and then all of a sudden, this big fat girl who works there just smashes her in the face. And then it just became a brawl. And it was all about the probably five or six employees holding her down. And it's one of those things that it's like, yeah, could it be a fake? It seemed, I don't know. They can make those things seem real. But I tell you what, man, it was really bad. My comment was, you know, I smell a winning lawsuit.
Yeah, but what good is that if you got your head kicked in?
Yeah.
Well, we had one of those here where a guy went in there to a hardware store and he was surrounded by some pretty big clerks. And that was sort of suspicious to me because I thought mostly there's a lot of young people that work in these stores. And one of them had handcuffs.
Oh, wow.
So they were trying to cuff the guy. They had him in a headlock, and his head was turning red because he was an old guy. He was a middle-aged guy like you and me. He had a big belly, though, hanging out of his pants. So not quite sure if it was real or not, but it was very, I would say, bad advertising for this national chain.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure how they could twist that to be positive.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I received my motion to dismiss from Costco, so...
Oh, now, how does that go?
It is so funny. They're basically calling bullshit on everything, and they're leaning on the fact that there's this absolute, you know, worldwide pandemic, and they painted it as, you know, they are I should do a show and just read the opening of it, if John Jay gives me permission to do that. He's working on, he's going to advise me on how to respond, and also have Alphonse helping with a bar grievance, because the attorney who sent it to me, he has no jurisdiction. He wasn't party to it, and there's a way to be very aggressive with that. So, I'm just kind of in hurry up and wait mode for their counsel.
Yeah, but, definitely talk about it. That's
interesting. It's getting real.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this video.
What do you think?
Well, it looks
real to me.
Yeah, me too. I just don't see where people think they can put their hands on anybody.
It's amazing.
Where do they get that idea that they can do that?
All over a lie, and that's where I am just continue to be mind blown, is there are just nobody, these people who have given into this programming, there's just no helping them. I mean, they're sold out totally in their own head. And, you know, it is indeed tantamount to the brown shirts, who just, you give them this little bit of and authority to go kick the shit out of people or even kill them. I mean, I'm not kidding you. If they made a law that says, look, if someone's not wearing a mask and you shoot and kill them, you will not be held liable. Do you know how many unmasked people would be dead right now? And I'm dead serious.
Well, yeah. Well, that's, what's that movie? Purge? The Purge, where they had...
Right.
12 hours of no law.
12 hours to get the unmasked ones dead.
yeah, I think so. I think that may be what they were implying. Not maybe putting that seed in your mind. Yeah, that's a pretty good, that's what I love about Telegram. Is that video that you said is in your group, you go and click on where it came from. It's called Police Frequency Telegram Group, and then you can get lost in that Telegram.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of Telegram, is seeing where stuff came from.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, that's very good.
I didn't realize until speaking with Amanda that Telegram's so robust on being able to search within a group and find folders and files, and, you know, I just haven't went past the surface.
The other thing that I've been doing, I even joined James Freeman's YouTube group, where you pay a couple bucks a month, is cop watching. That's huge. Did you know that was huge?
No. What is it?
Cop watchers, or they call them auditors. They'll just roll around and listen to the police scanner and see where the cops are going, and then they'll start rolling their cameras and just start videoing.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. And most cops don't mind. Some are bullies about it, but James Freeman, he's got the smartest mouth on him. And man, the way he yells back at cops who tell him what to do, if it's unconstitutional.
Really?
Oh, he's got such gonads. He's just sort of a hillbilly looking kind of guy with a big beard. And I think he's bald with glasses. And, I think he's probably in his 40s. And
yeah,
he's hanging around Arizona now, and he just rolls up, and the cop will say, can you stand back, please? And he said, no, thanks. Yeah, I don't have to stand back. You know, you try watching a bit if you're interested. Just go to James Freeman.
Can you send me a link or something?
Yeah, I will. I'll send you the link. Just James Freeman, and then, of course, once you start watching one, he'll recommend a bunch more, and then next thing you know, you got 50 in your basket of people that... None of them are as smart as James Freeman, so that's why I subscribe to him. One guy, he does live streams. One guy gave him $500 in one shot on the Super Chat.
Wow.
I thought, wow. He said, you know what he said? You'll like this. He said, James, if you had a crypto wallet, I'd give you more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I got UncleOdd.crypto. I bought that.
Oh, that's a dot. Okay. I like that.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. All right. That's
there
cool.
There are basically this, this service that secured these domains, they've held back 1,000 premium ones. And the one that I ended up getting on the watch list, there's four people including me. But I liked whiteglove.crypto to go along with my business plan, you know, of white glove treatment for people who would need some help with their investments to be able to get into the game without the traditional turmoil and risk and all of that stuff. We'll give you the white glove treatment to be able to onboard you. And I think whiteglove.crypto would be just beautiful URL. So we'll see. We'll see.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's one thing that's cool with my company. I think if I do come up with something that I can integrate it into, you know, this new passion of mine, that's crypto-centric, you know, they would support me on something if I can make a business case. So I'm thinking a lot about that.
Oh, beautiful, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people try to get to my boss for these kind of ideas, and so
you already have a pipeline.
I was thinking over the weekend, I thought, my favorite question, why not me? I'm like, I know what I need to do. I need to put the plan together. I need to get some internal support, have a few discussions with some smart people, socialize the idea, pick up their counsel, and weave it into, you know, a 10-minute presentation and then present it. So we'll see. I'll do something with that over the next few months.
Amazing.
So have you been on with Marcus lately?
No. Well, actually, I just sent a message to Marcus. He didn't respond on Telegram because his hero, Alan Watt. Have you ever heard of Alan Watt? Cutting through the matrix.
Is he the dude who walks around New York?
No, that's Jason Goodman. Alan Watt has been talking about this pandemic world agenda 21 stuff for 25 years. A long time. And he's a Scottish guy who lives up north of here in Canada. Mm-hmm. But allegedly he died on March 4th.
Wow.
Which is quite strange. He just did a show on February 28th, and his shows are getting really long because everything he's been talking about for the last 20 years is happening now, so he's really expanding and expounding on what's happening. And I just listened to the beginning of his last show, and he sounded a little tired at the beginning. I don't know if he was a smoker or he was wheezing or what was happening, but... He didn't sound like he was going to die. Does anyone sound like they're going to die when they die young? Younger? I don't know.
Did he get a jab?
There's no information. Actually, I should go to his website now instead of talking. I just should go look. See? Cutting through the matrix. And so I sent a message to Marcus. See if he wanted to talk about it because he's a big fan.
Right.
A huge fan.
Wow. And,
here, I'm reading his website. Doesn't say what happened.
Does it say he died?
Yeah, it just says here, the official website of Alan Watt will be maintained and updated going forward. Recent orders have been mailed out and future orders will be fulfilled. Alan's sense of urgency about this time we are living through right now compels those of us close to Alan to uphold his life's work and to keep that work available. Projects that Alan was bringing to fruition will be completed and his sites will be updated weekly. Your continued support will be appreciated and any donations made. Okay.
How old
Nothing.
Was he?
I don't know. I think in his 60s, maybe.
Okay. Man, I used to think 60s was old. Now that I'm 56, I'm like, I still feel like I'm 21. in my head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't see anything else on here. It just says their hearts are broken. He left this world March 4th. Yeah, you think when you're sort of a public figure, you could give a little more information? But anyway, I guess we.
I may have told you this, but I just remembered it. I may have told you this after I was helping my wife distribute some, doing what her job is that requires you to go into pharmacies.
Yeah.
And standing in line, and there was this older gentleman and his wife, and he looked like he's probably, you know, 70 or so. And I overheard them asking how old he was, and he said he was born in 1962.
Well,
and I did a double take, like, are you shitting me? This dude's just 2 years older than me, and he looks like he's 70. I mean, literally, like he's, it just blew my mind. Just blew my mind. He did not age well, that's for sure.
Right. Yeah, well, I think if you're a drinker, if you are a drinker and a smoker, it takes 10 years right off the top.
Yeah.
Or off the end. So,
right.
It doesn't help.
Yeah, I'm sure that's right. I'm sure glad the liver can regenerate. So Uncle Odd's glad his liver's regenerated. I was pushing it.
Well, the whole body can regenerate if you let off the gas for a while, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
That's the whole point. Your body will self-repair if you give it the material to do so. If you keep poisoning it and not let it get off the canvas, then it's not going to happen.
I really enjoyed the interview with Amanda. She's just so good.
She goes a little esoteric on me a little bit, but overall, yes, real smart woman, no doubt.
That's okay. I was thinking about her esotericism, and I thought, you know what? Shouldn't dismiss that. I think there's, she probably has a lot of keen insights because she does that kind of work. You just never know. You know, I mean, maybe there's something to all of that energy and electricity.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You know, I've never done the work to try to get to that place in space. It's funny, like Jeff Berwick talks about meditating for 3 hours a day. I'd want to shoot myself.
Yeah, I could do that if I was riding a train or something somewhere, or flying a plane. I'd meditate in my sleep, but I couldn't do any of that. I'm with you on that. I couldn't do that.
I went on a cigar walk yesterday, and I was recording, and you know, I thought I was having issues with my tracking on this gimbal.
Yeah, I watched a bit of that,
and it just pissed me off, but then I got the furthest I've ever walked, the furthest point I've ever walked, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm done, okay? And so I stopped recording, and then I realized, I didn't bring my cell phone, so I have to walk all the way back in my own head with just me, and it sucked. I realized how uncomfortable I am inside my own head. I need stimulus so badly, whether it's listening or talking and I don't think that speaks well of me. I'm saying I would shoot myself if I had the
money. Oh, you're just a go-getter, that's all. You're just a go-getter. You just need, yeah, it's all right. I'm the same way. I need to listen to stuff, too, now. And, of course, it's so much more convenient with these damn smartphones.
Right, right. But also, you know, that is one thing that there's no excuse being bored with all the content that's out there.
Oh, my God, yeah, there's so much content. That's why I can hardly do a show on my own anymore, because I'd rather watch other people's stuff. There's so much stuff out there.
Yeah, that's true.
There's just so many great content creators, and they're all over the place. They're on Instagram, and they're everywhere. It's so hard to find sometimes. I'm trying to collate them all into one place. You know, you start watching people that you never heard of before, and
yeah. It is interesting to me how I'm. And I've said this before, so start broken record, but it's like the Telegram has all seemed to break down to the, you know, the biggest lie, which is what we know is going on. And crypto vigilante chat should be about crypto, but it's devolved into, it's basically the Uncle Odd chat, where people are just copying and pasting shit in there all the time. It's like, now I have to search for things that are crypto related.
Yeah, for sure.
And think about people who are in their posts. Like that Jan guy. He's so prolific, and he has great, great content. But I'm like, he's a machine, man. It's like...
Yeah, I think he's putting all his stuff in your channel now because it's stuff in mine, so... I gotta find it again, because now I gotta start reading your channel again to find this stuff.
I'm thinking, does the guy ever get outside? does he have vitamin D deficiency?
I mean, he lives in Norway, so it's gonna happen. It's so dark up there for so long, but he's been doing it for so long too. Years and years and years and years and years.
Is he, does he speak good English?
I think he speaks very well. I think anyone who doesn't speak English as a first language that can communicate does very well. And he definitely speaks very well. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Okay, we should have him on the show one time. I'd like to just interview him and talk about how did he get involved with, I mean, what led him down this path to where he's so prolific?
Yes, for sure. I've interviewed him. I have interviewed him a long time ago. He knows something about everything. I don't know if it's easy to get a whole complete story out of him just about himself, but he just has so much information from so many sources that,
he does. It's like, I have totally conceded the Uncle Odd channel and I enjoy it. I mean, that's where I'll go to FakoTube and your, when you email your blog and, the Uncle Odd discussion, and I'm kind of full after that. I'm updated.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
But, I just, it's that fatigue thing. Like, I kind of just go through and quickly peruse, but I don't really focus much on that stuff anymore. Just kind of like, what can I do about it?
Uh-huh. You know?
My biggest impact can be if I win this Costco lawsuit. You know, and who knows if I will or won't, but,
they're just so big, and they're so integral to the New World Order. They're going to be very protected.
Yep. I agree. This attorney's response was so condescending, though. Just treat me like I'm a fucking 2-year-old, you know, not understanding the severity of this pandemic. You know, it's just...
official narrative. It's really hard to bust away from it.
Yeah.
It's just such a lie. But it's a lie everyone agrees with. That's the problem. Or the majority agree with. So we're just, I don't know, even if I was in Costco's position, you know, because I still think that it's the individuals that bug the corporations in a lot of ways to do something about naked-faced people. I think if they just figure it's easier to not deal with naked-faced people because all their masked people demand it.
Well, I think there's big-time connective tissue with Bill Gates and Costco, too.
Okay, maybe.
From what I understand,
he's everywhere. His octopus is everywhere.
He's definitely represented on their board.
Yeah, okay. So, well, there you go. Interesting.
There you go.
As important as a board member is, they're usually just sort of ceremonial, but or they're just giving each other money. Just to be on the board. Do you know what I mean?
Yes and no. I mean, it's...
You really think he has a lot to do with the day-to-day of Costco?
Oh, no, but he's represented. So he's put people in power there. So they're going to follow the agenda.
Yeah.
There's no debating the agenda. You know, there's nobody who's going to stand up to it and say,
yeah,
hey, guys, you know, are you open for some feedback? Can I provide an alternative point of view? Nobody's going to take that risk. If you're installed at that level,
yeah,
no way.
Yeah.
So they're just role players. And
I agree.
What we're dealing with. But, because I'm pro se, he's so condescending. Like, just so condescending.
What is pro se again?
You represent yourself.
Oh, yeah, you don't know anything. You're not a lawyer. You're not part of the gang, the bar. Yeah.
I think he even used the word laughable in it.
maybe he's watching some of your videos. I'm sure he looked you up.
They absolutely are. That's why I'm not going to talk about it, you know, on the show.
Okay.
Or at least, yeah. Because that would be stupid at this point.
Yeah, interesting.
And I don't want to say anything that will come back to bite me in the lawsuit, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's crazy. And it's not going to end. And I still wonder how it's all going to turn out, although I have the patience to wait, but I know a lot of other people don't.
Well, what else can you do?
Exactly. We got to live.
Patience.
Slow boil. It's a slow boil, man. I still think, I watched so many videos. One of the videos was maybe from a couple years ago. I don't know who sent it to me anymore, but it was just about the crisis of the baby boomers and how they were going to pay for all these pensions, because everyone in America lives for their pension. They can't wait to retire. And a lot of the pensions are completely unfunded. They just rely on the corporations to keep going. But the corporations, a lot of them have left or gone. So who's going to pay for this massive retirement party that's starting now? It's already started, and I still think, I like my theory about this is the way to crush the baby boomers. Just keep them out of the hospital, lock them out, and then steal their money later, because when you shut the economy down, someone's going to have to pay eventually, especially in our country. And the only way they're going to get the money is to just go after the people that have it. And that's the baby boomers. They got all the money. They're just going to have to steal their money.
Right, right.
And
yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of ways. You brought up the home equity tax that we're getting here. I don't know if that's to stop house flipping or it's just going to catch everyone that's sitting on, say, a $2 million house, like an old lady that can barely pay her property taxes, but she owns a $2 million house. So they're just going to basically kick her out of it by taxing the hell out of it and basically stealing that wealth.
Yeah, I've pivoted in my thinking about, you know, I've been so determined to pay off my house, and I'm getting close. And now I'm really coming around to the idea of thinking long term about that is basically an asset that is in danger because of what you just said. So why not rent? Who gives a fuck? Now, I'm trying to socialize that with my wife, and it's just so counter to everything that we've been working on. So it's going to take a while. But I think there's case to be made to where, you know, real estate is just booming down here. And I love my house.
It's booming everywhere. Yeah, I don't want to leave my house. The main thing I don't like about renting is it's not your house. I know you save money in a lot of ways, but it's not your house. So why would you even paint a house that's not yours?
Yeah.
You could be kicked out at any time. There's a few reasons why a landlord can kick you out, even if you're a fine tenant. If he wants to move in, if he wants to sell it, all these things. So to me, I don't really like the idea.
But it's, but that's what you have to work through. You have to break through that. And I'm talking to me in the mirror when I'm saying this. You have to break through that and say, okay, so is that the worst thing that happens? So you go find another place to rent. That's, you know, and you go into it with a great credit rating and such. And, you know, these landlords would love to have, you know, a tenant with a great track record and such. That doesn't scare me. Especially if, you know, it does give you a different sense of freedom. You can kind of move to some place. Like, my wife would really love to be closer to the beach. And so with that, it becomes a different animal if you're an owner, because you have to pay in Florida, you have to pay this hurricane insurance that, like, is almost as much as your mortgage. You know,
what do you have to pay in Florida? What do you think?
When you're there's a number of miles with, if you're, like, I don't know if it's a couple miles or 5 miles or whatever from the beach, that your hurricane flood insurance is very expensive and mandatory.
Right. Yeah, I get that.
But that's going to be baked into your rent anyway, so you're still paying it. I don't know. But you think about, just hypothetically, if you have $500,000 of equity in your home, and if you put that in, if you rented and you put that into, you know, crypto at this point, where is that going to be in 5 years, right? Legitimately could be $2.5 million in a few years. But I don't think it's going the other way if you're smart about it.
Yeah, well, there's lots of things to consider. I don't want to really give up my house and start moving around. Because you got to live somewhere. Although,
you need to live somewhere in Florida. That's true.
You need to live somewhere, and renting in Toronto where I live is just not a good idea. Rent is crazy high still, because this is an in-demand city to be in, and I guess Tampa is as well, so I don't know if you'd really save a lot. And again, all those other instabilities that are built into renting, I don't like them either. And I think it is cheaper to own a house in a lot of places. I'm not sure it's cheaper to rent. I'm not sure that's true.
through that.
Well, when your house paid off, you don't have a mortgage payment, so
you just have to pay taxes and maintenance.
Yeah, and but what you just said was what about when they start fucking with that?
Well, that's different. Yeah, that's an if. So if that comes to pass, then I could easily reevaluate for sure.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
For sure. Right now it doesn't exist, so it's you're just guessing when it comes to the future. But at least you're aware of it and you're prepared to pivot if it comes to pass. If you didn't even know about it, I think it'd be worse. But just knowing that it could come to pass is important. So if you if you got the rental in your mind, and it happened, it wouldn't be a shock to your system. You're sort of ready for it. You could do it. You don't like it, but it could happen.
Right, right. Yeah, it's plus, if that's going to happen, it's going to come through legislation. So it's not like it's going to just hit you in the face right away. You know, it'll be, they'll slow boil that too.
But you gotta
keep an eye on it. That's the thing.
Although with everything being an emergency order, they could, all laws here are by decree now, just like the king. So when the king wants a law, he just makes it a decree and it's overnight. So,
right.
I wouldn't put it past these DVBs to just, it's a decree for today. It's a temporary decree. Everyone cough up 30% of what they're worth, putting it in a big pot, got to pay the bankers this month.
Right. Good.
And 10% off if you got a vax last week.
Right.
Yeah, all these stinking things. Another good thing I wanted to bring up from the No Agenda show that I forgot is there was an interview with that Reiner full me German-American lawyer that's suing.
Yeah.
I don't know who he's suing. But he was talking about Fauci again, you know, Fraudzi. And we're going back to the AIDS thing again, how the idea of AIDS is a monolith. I really like that idea. We should try and interview John Rappaport. This idea about a monolithic label they put on a group of syndromes, where AIDS was put on a group of syndromes, including thrush and pneumonia and all kind of, and Sarkozy syndrome, all these syndromes of really weakness that are caused either by behavior, lifestyle, drug abuse. They just put them under the word AIDS. And this guy was explaining how he was dealing with most of the AIDS-like cases in San Francisco successfully. He said he helped save every one of the people that came to his clinic with natural treatment and health. And they even wanted to do a press conference, but Fauci interfered with that. They even hired Hill & Knowlton, the big PR firm, to help get the PR out and get the media involved. But Fauci was so powerful even back then that he derailed that. They didn't really get any publicity, because he wanted to sell his AZT drug, which was to address this monolithic fantasy disease called AIDS, which, of course, like I just said, was a label he affixed to all kinds of syndromes caused by drug abuse, malnutrition, bad sexual behavior, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So,
unpack.
That's why I call it COVID.
Monolithic. Unpack monolithic.
Well, monolithic, mono means one. So they're merging all these syndromes into an easy to digest word like AIDS and cancer, where, it's one thing. It's easy to concentrate resources to it. It's easy to market it more than anything as a disease that's caused by one thing. And all it requires is one vaccine. Of course, they never got around to making a vaccine for AIDS because I think they just used the treatment to kill everybody. They didn't call it a vaccine. They just called it a treatment, AZT, which is chemotherapy, which is apparently one of the most toxic drugs known to man.
And that's what was killing everybody. But that's the model that COVID is based on. And it's the same guy, of course, so he knows how to do it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's behind all this, but they hired him for sure to do it, to execute it. He's got the skills. Yeah. He's got the background. He's got the history. So COVID is another monolith that they've created where they've merged the symptoms of the common cold and marketing
right.
it as this one easy to digest, easy to explain process.
Wow.
Or, yeah, so it's another monolith. I thought that was the greatest explanation of what's going on. That's what AIDS is. That's what COVID is. And then you just need one thing to solve this very generic set of symptoms that almost everyone has at some point in their life, sometimes more than others. Runny nose, cough, shortness of breath, you know. Anyone
right.
that's got a cold or you know, feeling low because of lack of sunlight, malnutrition, toxic shock, or stress goes through.
And then they, through hypnosis, they plant the notion that you can't taste or smell, when that's probably always been the case if you thought about it.
Yeah, exactly. Who's ever thought about it? I never thought about it.
Yeah. So they're brilliant. I mean, these think tanks that come up with this shit are diabolically brilliant.
Well, they got nothing else to do. And then they wanted to take this COVID and solve so many societal problems all in one shot. What do you do with the baby boomers? What do you do with the health system that's out of control? What do you do with the education system that's not teaching people anything? What do you do with the third world that wants to pave the rest of the world with cattle ranches and suburbia? What do you do with, and COVID can solve all those problems. It's all in the name of COVID. How do we
right.
keep people afraid all the time? Well, because the terrorist thing is worn out, the nuke thing wore out, the enemy Russia thing wore out, because we took
right.
all the jobs from the Western world and shipped them to one country. What are you going to do with all those people in the rest
right.
of the country?
Right.
I thought about this the other day. I thought, if we closed our borders just in Canada, okay, now we don't have a car company, so now we need a car company. So all the people that aren't doing anything, we can build our own car. We can.
Right.
We have all the resources here. We don't need to import food. We have oil. We don't need to import oil. We could keep everything in Canada. We could shut our border and then start rebuilding this country. Because there's lots of people that don't need to go to universities, lots of people that would like to build a car, build houses, that kind of thing. So, but because we're now completely integrated in one world, we're at the mercy of one world government, because we can't survive on our own now because we've been totally integrated into the world. So it makes sense
yeah.
to have a one world government when we've given away all our power. We don't make this anymore. I don't even think most of the drugs come from Canada anymore. We import them from somewhere else.
China.
Exactly. They make everything. Everything.
They make 95% of the antibiotics sold in the U.S.
So exactly. But that, when you make something and produce actual things, it gives you a lot of power.
Right.
Because
sure it does.
And now we've given away all our power, America and Canada. It's just crazy. So, of
yeah.
course, we have all the power if we don't make anything.
Right.
And I agree, half of this country where I live in is not essential. We don't do anything here. Just pushing
yeah.
paper around.
Right. Right.
Like I would say a guy that built a car would be pretty essential, or a guy that could farm land would be essential, but we don't have those jobs here anymore. They're gone.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing they have to deal with. When you move all the businesses and manufacturing out of all the Western countries, what do you do with all those people?
Right.
And now you're getting the answers.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
Yeah. Right. Fucking evil bastards.
I know.
All right.
Good
all
job,
right,
buddy.
All right. I'll see you. Yeah, great chat.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.